You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey, everybody, Tim Kawakami here with my co-host, Matt Barrows. 49ers Plus Minus, the mini-camp edition. The 49ers just wrapped up two practices Tuesday and Wednesday, recording this on Thursday morning, and 49ers go quiet. Finally, the end. That's the end of the offseason, folks, unless something dramatic happens while everybody is gone for the next, 6 weeks, basically, 40 days?
Yeah, 40 days.
They reconvene in late July for training camp, and the season will have basically begun by then. Barrows, after those 2 days, I was only there for the first day, Tuesday. They also practiced yesterday. What are you taking from just the minicamp? We'll go over the whole offseason too, but just those 2 days, talking to the players, talking to the coaches, what did you get from that? What's your main couple things out of minicamp?
Well, as you were talking, I remembered I have to bring up to you that they did some things with the new field.
Oh, boy.
So we'll talk about that at the end, but as far as the minicamp, you know, first of all, let's put it in perspective. The mini camp is not all that different than the OTAs at all. It's just a progression throughout the spring where they get increasingly, more 11-on-11 stuff. Maybe it gets a little bit faster in the spring as the spring goes on. So this was the culmination of the spring. Obviously, in training camp, the pads will go on. It'll get more violent. It'll get faster. It'll get more real. So this was, baby steps in the offseason. When we're talking about evaluations of players, much more easy to evaluate, quarterbacks and wide receivers and defensive backs and safeties and those types of players than it is the guys in the trenches, because they're not wearing pads. They're not hitting. They're not even really thudding their opponents in these practices. So I hope everybody kind of is thinking about that as we discuss these players. But I do think that some of the training camp battles started to kind of crystallize during the spring, and I think one of the better ones is weak side linebacker, because we finally saw from Dee Winters what I think the 49ers have been looking for. We're looking for last year, which is him really using that speed and feeling confident and being aggressive with it. He looked lost at times last year. He looked on point this spring, which sets up a really nice competition between him and Nick Martin, the third round pick, who also looked good, who worked with the second team unit. Most of the rookies worked with the second team. You don't expect a rookie to be a quote-unquote starter in the spring. You do expect some of them to work up towards the starting first string by the end of the summer, however. So that'll be one a really interesting one to watch come July and August.
Yeah, I mean, it's time for D Winners to do it, right? He doesn't do it this year, it's probably not going to happen. At least get yourself a spot as the third linebacker and compete for the second linebacker. We know the strong side linebacker does not play maybe, what, 50%? Maybe even less than 50% given the
They
go three wide out so often. But if you're the third linebacker, you got a real good chance to be the second linebacker. If you're not the third linebacker, you're kind of on your way out. I don't know, you know, Tatum Bethune can beat him out. Minor question here, but I'm not sure who's the backup Mike now. Flanagan Fowles used to be when Warner would go out. So who's kind of the back? Who's the other green dot? Who calls the defense if Warner's out, not in the game?
Well, it was Tatum Bethune in the OTAs and minicamp. Chaz Surratt is more of a special teams guy that they brought over from the Jets. But because he was with the Jets, he knows that defense. And he was the second team Mike linebacker. And then there's been talk that certainly Nick Martin, you know, is capable of that role from a mental standpoint, from a communication standpoint. I don't know if they're going to thrust that on him as a rookie. They certainly did Fred Warner back in 2018. But I think down the line, he's somebody that they might look at should Warner have to leave the game. You know, if there's a blowout one way or another, Martin could come in and do that. But I think for now, he's concentrating on that weak side role.
Yeah, I think one thing I was looking at, just because there's vacancies with Ayuk, theoretically, you know, we know he's not going to be healthy to start camp. We don't know if he's going to be healthy to start the season or when it's going to be. With Juwan Jennings not out there working through something, Ricky Pearsall's not out there. Like, not sure who's going to play in these preseason games and leading up to training camp, which gives opportunity to Jacob Cowing in his second season. I thought he looked fine. Jordan Watkins, we've talked about, the rookie receiver. Maybe less explosive maybe in the minicamp than we saw in OTAs. It's hard to tell again. But, like, those guys are going to play, right? Some of those guys are going to play in the regular season. And you mentioned Cowing in your article today as somebody that might have figured out some things just going into his second season. We know some things that I thought he looked okay as a rookie, but Shanahan was not going to play him. Like, clearly did not play him for extensive periods of time, was going with Ronnie Bell, was going with other guys. Maybe he gets into that mode. Like, they need him to play. I think they need, and they could really use Ricky Pearsall to play. We don't know if he's going to play. Like, they need, some of these guys are going to play downs in the regular season. Certainly in training camp, they're going to get a lot of reps, and in preseason. And then I just think, they don't know who's going to be healthy. They don't know exactly who they can count on. What did you see from Cowing specifically in the minicamp?
Yeah, I mean, you talk to people about, you know, who's looking good this spring, and Cowing's name always popped up on that list. And Purdy commented on it publicly, and Shanahan did too. Shanahan basically said, I don't know if anybody had as productive an offseason as Jacob Cowing. Shanahan is always looking for wide receivers to drive defensive backs off the ball, to create space. And he's always looking at their lower body. What are their legs doing? Are they putting pressure on the defensive back and sort of creating that separation that that the quarterback wants? And I can only, you know, I'm not good at figuring out whether guys are doing this or not, doing this to Shanahan's standard or not, Shanahan's very high standard when it comes to this. But that's my guess on what was lacking with Jacob Cowing last year. He maybe didn't do a lot of NFL-style route running at Arizona. He was more gadget play guy. And basically, he needed to work on that. And that's something that Purdy mentioned, coming in and out of breaks more sharply. You know, my guess is that he's just doing that better. And that's when you kind of can utilize that speed. If you're a 4-3 something guy like Jacob Cowing is, and you don't have to really throttle down as you're making a break, that puts a lot of pressure on a DB who runs, you know, 4.56 or, you know, 4.4 or something like that, leaves them in a bind. So I think I definitely saw him doing more down the field stuff than I recall him doing as a rookie last year, and the 49ers, you know, trying to target him deep downfield. So you got two guys Cowing and Jordan Watkins, who you mentioned, who have that deep speed that can really open things up for themselves and for, you know, Brandon Ayuk across the middle, Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, George Kittle. I think it's a really real asset to have those guys active. You know, I don't know what that's going to mean for the regular season. You know, somebody asked me in a mailbag today, you know, what's the real deal with Watkins? Is he really kind of pleasing Kyle Shanahan? Is he a legitimate guy to get catches during the regular season? And I'm answering it the same way. It's that I'm not quite sure he's delivering that lower body torque that that Shanahan's looking for, and that, you know, it's probably the reason why he's so hard on rookies. But you know, he was productive in the spring, and he looked really smooth. So if anybody can do it, I'd say Watkins has a nice shot.
Always funny when we get spiky Kyle and was asked,
yes,
yeah, yeah, like, is this the most speed you've had in a receiver group? No. It's like, and I thought the same, Marquise Goodwin. I mean, it's like these had fast receivers. I mean, they all haven't been great, but it just was hilarious. Like, you give Kyle a question like that, you're liable to have it shot down. Like, what compare, you know, like, it's like, I'm not going to go through every single 40 time in the history of every receiver I've had. And you can see, and he's had some fast receivers. I think the point maybe is like productively fast receivers. Maybe this could be a group that does that. But Kyle was a little spiky. He was expansive the week before in OTAs. He was not as expansive at minicamp. I think he's ready to cut. Like, he was like, let's cut this short. I don't want anyone to get hurt. Let's get everybody into the break. Let's get, he probably wants to go down to Cabo.
His quote on when he was asked directly about Jordan Watkins was interesting too. And he basically said, yeah, he's all right. Some good, some bad. He's doing fine.
How about when I asked him, like, was the defense ahead of the offense? And because there clearly was three interceptions, the ball was on the ground everywhere. He goes, no, not really. It's just like,
yeah.
Kyle was not in a giving mood.
No, he wasn't receptive to any grand takeaways from the spring either. He didn't want anyone making any sweeping conclusions about what's going on.
And that's fine. That's all good. I will also point out DeMarcus Robinson seems to have been the most kind of reliable receiver, at least in the spring. But as we know, I mean, he's a veteran. He's been in the Rams system. Clearly there's reasons why he'd do that. Certainly not a speedster, but a guy, it looks like a guy that you need him to cross the linebacker's face to get 8 yards. He's a guy who can do that. But DUI in last season, it is a pending case, could be suspended. I think likely to be suspended at least part of the beginning of the season. So I think that's part of, like, hey, there's going to be snaps for other guys, at least to start the season. Maybe it's Ayuk, Jennings, and Robinson just go, you know, that might be the threesome most of the time later in the season, but we don't know that, you know, any of those guys, given, well, presuming Jennings will be okay. We don't know on that, but he wasn't there in OTAs. I guess my other grand takeaway from OTAs and minicamp, people will know where I'm going with this. I know Shanahan said most of those guys, he ticked off when you asked him about all these players who weren't practicing or precautionary, or many of them precautionary. They're likely to be fine to start training camp, but it's just something when you have all these and draft choices, Barrow's draft choices were not out there. Mykal Williams, Alfred Collins, like there's just, you don't know if these guys can get through a camp, and not being able to get out there for most of the stuff, the team drills for sure, into a mini camp makes me say, okay, let's see them put the hats on and pads on and see them get through some training camp. That's why Saleh kept saying, I don't know. We'll have to see when they put the pads on. I don't know. We'll have to see when training camp is beginning. You don't know. And then them not getting through a spring again, precautionary. I'm sure most of these guys could have practiced, but Ricky Pearsall again in spring, not making it through. I would just raise that this is a thin team. This is definitely a thin team at a bunch of positions. We've talked about this all spring going into the summer, and you don't know if they have depth of those guys. You just don't know. And not making it through OTAs when they're not banging into each other, when they're not in contact, is a little bit of I wouldn't say a red flag, but I'd say a magenta flag. Like, it's like, let's just hold our horses on these players. I think Mykal Williams is going to be a really good player, but he did not make it through, what, two OTAs. Let's just see.
Oh, no, I agree entirely. I mean, that's the negative coming out of the spring. Lots of excitement, hype about this rebuilt defensive line following the draft. Well, two of those guys weren't taking part in the minicamp, and Alfred Collins has not played a snap yet of practice. C.J. West was the only incoming defensive lineman who was there kind of throughout. Him and the undrafted guy, Valdez from Washington. You know, the Alfred Collins one, you know, we need to discuss because he's a guy who played in a different scheme at Texas. They're going to be asking him to do different things with the 49ers. When you look at sort of the YouTube clips and the video coming from 49ers practices, you often see Chris Kocurek sort of bent down at the waist, really kind of studying the player he's coaching. He's looking at their feet. He's looking at their footwork because it's a very specific footwork that he's looking for from an Alfred Collins, who he wants to burst off the snap and not two gap like he did at Texas. And so basically what I'm saying is that, you know, C.J. West got a head start on that by taking part in all the practices this spring, but Alfred Collins did not. So he's going to be behind the eight ball a little bit. I'm not saying that he can't make up ground or, you know, you shouldn't think of him as a week one starter. That's still absolutely possible, but it's a little more of a daunting proposition when you don't practice at all in the spring. He was there for all the film stuff. He knows mentally what he has to do. He just has to practice it. So that'll be something to watch come late July.
Yeah, just as someone like you who has seen many, many, many camps in the spring and then in the summer, once you start missing some practices, it becomes more likely that you will miss more. It just is. It's just the greatest predictor for future potential injury issues is current or past injury issues, minor they be, whatever. It's just Ricky Pearsall was hurt a lot his rookie season. He's now not missing practices in the spring, his sophomore season. So we'll just see. Many times it gets turned around, many times it's nothing. But I just remember covering Reggie White in my beginning years covering the NFL years ago. He never missed a drill, an 11-on-11, nothing, like everything. He went through everything. And I think Jerry Rice and others, like, they just went through everything. That means that they were there for every game. That you just, one usually leads to the other.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I totally agree. I mean, and we saw that from Dominic Pooney last year. There were injuries early on in camp, and he never missed a snap and slowly but surely gained everybody's confidence and became a 17-game starter at that spot, at that right guard spot. I don't know whether you were there or not last week when Bosa spoke and somebody asked him a question. All right, you know, you're the veteran guy. You're here to kind of lead these rookies. Who is your guy in 2019? And he said DeForest Buckner. DeForest Buckner did everything right. He was the guy that I was watching when I was a rookie back in 2019. And DeForest Buckner is another guy that just didn't miss didn't miss snaps, didn't miss games, didn't miss reps. And you know, I think it should be clear now that that's a guy you wanted to hold on to. And I realize, you know, this is all water under the bridge. And I realized there was a reason to keep Eric Armstead and to trade DeForest Buckner because you were getting a first round pick back. But in hindsight, and I actually thought it was clear at the time, but certainly in hindsight, that was the guy to have kept. DeForest Buckner.
And then to have drafted Javon Kinlaw with that.
Oh, one. Right. You got a first round draft pick in a draft that didn't really have any good defensive tackles. So what's the point of having that first round pick?
Yep. Buckner, very Reggie like. That was very similar. The same kind of presence, the same kind of, like, you just knew not only was he an all pro, but like he was going, an all pro who was at practice every day, who was going through every rep, was never going to be, he's just taking it. That just didn't happen. Maybe they're much more liberal with that sort of thing now than they were even 5 years ago. But this guy, that's what sets the pace of a practice. And that's what's a predictor for what he's going to be in week 11 when the chips are on the line. And when you're playing at Seattle, you got to win that game. That's just me throwing that out there. We'll see how it breaks into the training camp. Anything you want to say about Brock Purdy, about Mac Jones, about the quarterback situation? Are we going to see Rourke at all in any practice, you think, in training camp?
I don't know. I saw him walking around after practice. I mean, he's not hindered or anything. He doesn't have anything on his knee. I think that Shanahan said around draft time that maybe the beginning of training camp would be the time that he comes back. So maybe not day one, but at some point. I mean, I think that it's clear that he's their guy for the future, and it just depends on this season whether he's able to be in that number three role or not. But, you know, Mac Jones was the guy to watch in the spring, and I thought it reminded me a lot of Sam Darnold 2 years ago and Josh Dobbs last year, where lots of mistakes, you know, lots of, not lots of interceptions, but a good amount of interceptions. But he was being aggressive with the ball. He was pushing the ball downfield. That's something that Darnold did in the spring of 23. And that's what you have to do. And Shanahan explained this. He you need to kind of push yourself in these practices to find out, you know, what you're capable of and what you can get away with on Sundays. And I think it's a good way to learn the offense too. Instead of being really careful, you're being aggressive. And by the end of the summer, both Darnold and Dobbs were a lot more efficient and look really good. And both of those guys parlayed themselves into, you know, Darnold's free agent signing was bigger than Dobbs, but still, playing in the Shanahan offense and being efficient in it makes you more of a catch in free agency whenever that comes around. I think Jones signed a 2-year deal, but I think it was arrow up for Mac Jones.
Of course, Dobbs, I think everyone thought he looked pretty good in training camp, and then he came out of training camp as the number 3 quarterback behind Brandon Allen, who wasn't exactly a cut loose quarterback that I thought, but Shanahan just trusted him to put the ball where he wanted to put the ball. So there's a little bit of back and forth on that, right? He says, cut it loose. I want you to let it rip. And then I guess Allen wasn't a super conservative quarterback in practice, but he certainly wasn't doing the stuff that Dobbs was doing.
But no.
Maybe Dobbs was doing a little bit too much or maybe took off from the pocket a little bit too much. I'm still not 100% sure why Brandon Allen won that backup job.
And I think Brandon Allen was a greasy guy. Mm-hmm. Greasy really liked him. And by the end of the season, it was Dobbs. I mean, Dobbs was starting or, you know, playing ahead of Brandon Allen. So it took the 49ers a good 17 weeks to see what we were seeing.
We saw immediately.
They eventually came around. Yeah.
As always, we're just way ahead of the 49ers offensive staff. offensive line, anything? I mean, people are always fascinated. I think you were saying it's pretty lined up. I mean, once Trent Williams shows up, we can talk a little bit about Trent's. Obviously, as people kind of know, he's just tremendous to talk to. Spoke for the first time since November because he got hurt and he didn't talk when he got hurt. Obviously, he went through the terrible family tragedy and had not spoken to us since then and spoke. He's in pad. I'm not in pads. He's in jersey. He's going through one-on-ones, but he's not doing the team drills, of course. But he was joking. It's the first time he's been at an OTA in 10 years, which, again, I don't know that. I certainly don't remember him at a 49er OTA. Maybe he's standing around. Certainly has been great without him. But what did you take some – I think clearly Trent took some significance that he showed up for this OTA. I think he understands where the team is at and how much his presence means and what it meant to Kyle Shanahan and maybe Chris Foerster. Did you take significance of just Trent being there and Trent, like, what he means to this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, I just think, he and Nick Bosa are sort of like twins, offensive and defensive twins. These guys talk a lot. They kind of share secrets and all that stuff. And both of those guys have not been spring guys to this point. Bosa's usually in Fort Lauderdale working out with Joey at their secret private gym. But, Bosa was one of the few guys who was actually taking part in 11-on-11, one of the few marquee guys that was taking part in 11-on-11 stuff. So I think a lot of it was leadership and signaling. A lot of it is sort of the refrain that the 49ers have struck, is that they just had so much extra time this offseason that it was just natural for them to come in when they did. You know, as far as the offensive line, I this is my guess on how it'll turn out. I think it'll be Trent Williams at left tackle and Colton McKivitz at right tackle. And it's probably going to be Andre Dillard as the swing tackle, as the backup on the left side. And Austin Pleasant seems to have caught the attention of Chris Foerster. He was the number 2 right tackle. I guess it comes down to whether they keep 4 or 5, and they might be able to keep 5 because Spencer Burford can play guard as well. But it would come down to Burford or Pleasance being that 4th tackle. And we should point out that Burford was the, de facto starting left tackle with Dillard out and with Trent Williams not doing any of the team-wide stuff. So, I actually thought that Burford looked good. I mean, he can move. He's got good movement skills. He was a college left tackle at San Antonio. My thought is that if he couldn't hack it at guard, what's making you think that he can be a tackle in this league? And maybe he can, but I would probably put Pleasance ahead of him because just all the praise that he garnered from Foerster, who's like a lie detector test. You ask Foerster a question, and he likes to talk, and eventually he tells you something that you didn't know before.
I should point out, was put Andre Dillard on one of those. Was he really there kind of lists? Like, I guess people saw him. I did not. I was looking for a 65 in the offensive jersey a lot. I did not find him at OTAs or at minicamp. I guess he was around. He is, as Shanahan, I guess he went through a procedure, is what Shanahan said. So
ankle, yeah.
And yeah, so who knows with that one. Sometimes that's nothing, and sometimes that's something to watch out for in camp. Swing tackle, theoretically, I think could be a pretty important position. We shall see on that one. I just think there's a lot of that. That's my theme. Again, not surprisingly, anybody who's read me and anybody who's heard me on speak on this podcast, they are thin. They are depending on people who were not quite healthy in OTAs and minicamp, or are unproven, or are hurt and unproven. And that is going to be a really important thing to bring into training camp. Who is in there? Who gets through it? Who can they count on? Who has proven that they will be there for week one, week four, week eight, week 17 of an NFL regular season? And I have a lot of questions, you know, on those. Like, I think there's 5-6 spots where you're not 100% sure who's getting through. Certainly at receiver, and that's given, you know, some other situations, but and that's a pretty important position given the fact you're paying the quarterback so much, and on the defensive line, which again, super important position because we saw what happens when their defensive line collapsed last season and they could not stop anybody on the run. And you know, teams have to stop people. You have to stop the run. You just, every stat guy says pass, should pass every down. And yet the thing that can dominate games is if you can't run the ball, or if you can. And I will annoy all the stat people with that one, but it does come down to that in a lot of ways. If you can't stop the run, you're going to get run off the field. And the 49ers did last season when their defensive line fell apart. And they changed the whole thing. Maybe they got rid of bad players. I don't know. I think we'll see who they've got to replace them. But that's my main kind of overall thing, is they still have really good players, but they are getting older and they are thinner. And maybe they've got a bunch of good young players ready to replace them, but I don't know that yet. And training camp is going to be a really big moment to see if they can do that.
So Andre Dillard is basically your Kaiser Soze. You haven't really seen him. You've only heard about him.
I've heard deep and mysterious things about him. and I don't know. I don't know what he looks like. You could appoint
exactly. Anybody. You could be anybody. You could be Andre Dillard.
I could be. And like, there's just like, that's not great for your swing tackle, and we all know how good Trent Williams is, but he has missed a lot of games, you know, and he's 30, going to be 30, what, 7? These are important things that we don't know about a football team. And we know they have the easy schedule. We know the NFC West isn't loaded, but I think these teams are very similar. So let's see how they do in the NFC West. That's my other point, is like, the NFC West games are going to be huge. Maybe not to get into the playoffs, because they got so many bad teams on their schedule. They can get to 10, they can get a wild card, get to 10 wins, get a wild card. But how good are they? Let's see how they play against Arizona, Seattle, and LA. I think that's going to be a true measure of if this team is any good, those games. Even if they get to 10 wins, even if they get to 11, I'm not sure they're going to be any good unless they go 4-2 in the NFC West. They go 4-2 in the NFC West, fine. If they go 2-4 and end up with 10 still because they're playing Carolina and all those crappy teams, I'm going to have major questions about this team still.
Okay, we've talked about swing tackle. We've talked about weak side linebacker. Some other kind of looming camp battles are in the secondary. Mm-hmm. There were four safeties who were watching from the sideline. Jair Brown had ankle surgery in the offseason. Malik Mustafa, we know about his ACL issue that occurred in the final game. Marquise Siegel, the fifth round safety out of Kansas State, I think he had sports hernia. He'll be back for training camp, but he didn't, you know, just like Alfred Collins, didn't play a snap this spring. And then George Odom is recovering from a 2024 knee issue. So a bunch of new guys basically were playing safety. Jason Pinnock and Richie Grant were the de facto starters. And could be that one of those guys is starting next to Jair Brown. It could be that both of those guys are starting, given what Brown's 2024 season looked like. Basically, it was replaced as soon as they could when Hufanga came back. So that's it. Probably an overlooked spot. You know, hasn't been talked about enough on this team, and it'll be interesting to see who's healthy when training camp begins and what those pairings are. Is Jair Brown just given that starting spot back? He probably will be, but again, I think he's a bit vulnerable there. And then the other one is the number three cornerback. And I think it's probably going to end up being Upton Stout. He looked the part in the spring, you know, really was good at mirroring wide receivers in coverage. He was active. He was vocal, full of energy. He looks like he can kind of step into that nickel role. Again, we'll have to see. That's basically a linebacker role. So, you know, how he fares against the run, how he holds up. To your point, he's 5'8.5", about 182 pounds, so not a huge guy, but he certainly has swagger for somebody his size. And if he can hold up physically, then I think that job is probably his.
I thought it was interesting when Diamond Olador was asked about staying on the outside permanently. That's what would happen if, Stout is the nickel back, and he didn't sound too enthused about that. Like, he likes playing that slot corner. He likes being in the middle of things. He likes lining up next to Fred, kind of be like another, run force kind of thing. What did you make of that? I mean, you know, guys have preferences, and maybe it's better to leave him outside, but it sure sounded like Lenore, who's, one of the emerging leaders, one of their best young players, kind of wants to play nickel on third down or whenever the team offense is playing three receivers. What'd you make of that?
Well, that's why they like Diamador Lenore. A lot of cornerbacks, at least, 15 years ago, wouldn't have said that. Like, I'm an outside cornerback. This is a more refined position. But Diamador Lenore, true to his name, is a hyena. He likes contact. He likes jawing. He likes the excitement. He likes the physicality. And Renardo Green is cut from the same cloth. Both of those guys perfectly capable of playing nickel cornerback. There is a scenario where that occurs. It wasn't Upton Stout who was working with the first team unit. It was Trey Brown. And Trey Brown is coming over from Seattle, didn't do a lot of nickel stuff in Seattle, was playing a lot of nickel for the 49ers, but probably is more comfortable on the outside. So he could be in that Isaac Yiadom role to begin the season, where on third downs, he comes in as an outside cornerback and Lenore moves inside to nickel. That's certainly a scenario in play and probably will happen at some point because of injuries or this, that, and the other. So all these guys have to take some reps at these various spots because of the injury factor. But I just think that it's because of, Lenore's makeup that he said that. Like, I don't ever want to be taken out of the meat grinder. I belong inside the meat grinder.
Yeah, that's I'm not predicting this, but I think he could really stay inside. He could, because he's such a playmaker, because he's a guy who loves the action, he can help kind of run the defense. Maybe he stays as the nickel, moves inside when they go three, and Trey Brown gets that outside spot. I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to judge it based on how good Trey Brown is, how good Upton Stout is. That might just be a competition between those two, but not at the same spot. They'll be competing at different spots, outside versus inside. I heard that. I go, this is a guy, they want to be a leader, and he is emerging as a leader. His feelings kind of matter, and his ability to make plays matter, and maybe he just might make more plays as a slot. And it could depend on who they're playing. Cooper Kupp, right? He's with the Seahawks now, right? Like first game, he's the slot guy's going to be pretty important.
Yeah.
And so maybe you put Renardo Green on, the main outside guy, and you put Lenore on the slot. I don't know. It could just be matchup based, but that caught my attention. And I think coming from someone whose voice does matter in there, and it's only going to matter more and more, interesting. And I think Trey Brown's pretty good. I don't know if he's great. I think he's pretty good. we'll see. Maybe give Stout some of those reps, but not all of them. I don't know. I'm just throwing that one out there. You got anything else? Anything else? Oh, let's talk about the fields then. What's your
news on the fields? Big news on Wednesday. We came out there and the new field, which used to be the artificial field that was pulled up, had paint on it, like, lines and sidelines. But they were going north to south. They weren't going east to west like we presumed they would. So I asked Corey Rush, the team spokesman, about it. And he said they're experimenting with different configurations and will do so over the next few weeks to see what works best, because you sort of have you have a lot of space now, but they're sort of an odd shape. So it could be, two 100 yard fields. It could be one 100 yard fields and two half fields. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to figure out, how to sort of like Tetris, how to kind of put those shapes together so that they fit the best, but not quite married to two east-west fields like they thought they would be. It might end up being that way, but they're going to experiment with it.
Yeah, I just interesting because I would assume that the only way they can get a full 100 with two end zones is if they go east-west, right? If they go towards the stadium. Because that's the only one where there's 120 yards, 130 yards.
Yes, but I think the width comes into play there. Hmm. Do you have enough width for two fields plus, some room between the fences plus the stands that you need to put in for the fans plus the media? You have to have.
Gotta watch out for media. No screw with Barrows. Or also, if they're right next to each other, plays will be running into each other.
Exactly.
Right?
So
that's, I've seen that happen. Like Irvine, wasn't that? Part of there were some plays that were moving into each other. Like you kind of had to set up the 11 on 11s on different sides of the field, because if you throw a wide, pass, like that guy's going to be running into the other field.
Yes.
So interesting. I just had thought they were going to go for 100 yards no matter what, because that's one of the problems. They don't have 100 yards. They have only one end zone and they have to do red zone drills in only one side of the field every single time. But it is tight. And that's the one thing. They don't have that width, right? They can go length that way, but they don't have the width. They can't expand the width.
They did that to themselves by putting in that road.
Is where they park, right? So.
Well, no, I'm talking about the other road on the other side, on the south side. Mm-hmm. One of those roads is new in the last 20 years. But, they restricted their own space a little bit.
Well, that's why they want those soccer fields, Barrows.
Oh, for sure. I mean, those soccer fields, they've been eyeing those soccer fields like a bulldog on a soup bone.
And they have been prevented. They have been denied. And this is why it generates lots of podcast conversations. So what the hell? Why not? They can buy all these soccer teams in England and UK, and they can't get those soccer fields from the youth leagues in Santa Clara. It's something else. I just thought of that. That wouldn't be a terrible column lead, but it is. It is the bedevilment of their practice site.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And so what? That's the way life goes. All right, Barros, anything else you want to throw out there?
No, that's it for me. Yeah, I don't know how often we'll be able to talk throughout
We'll go at least, 10 days, 7 days before camp. So that's not too long. I mean, we might take a month off. We might pop in there and maybe throw some big picture stuff out there a couple weeks before. But we certainly won't be going weekly, Or they do something, who knows? They might do something. I don't know what there is left to do, though. That's one thing. They've taken care of everything. We had some IUK stuff we talked about last year. We don't have that this year. So we'll see. We'll come up with something, but might be quiet for a little while. Or Barros, just throw some videos up. Just let people see your shiny face. Talk muddy the waters. We'll talk.
Oh, yeah, I can do that anytime.
Muddy the water, right? Muddy the water. I better get your title straight. All right. That is it for now. Hey, listen, people are asking me. I'll ask one more question. Sequel to Muddy the Water? Is this coming?
Oh, yeah. It's coming. Oh, yeah. Man. We've already written the first few chapters. Yeah, for sure.
You got the deal for it, or was that part of the original?
I think we have the deal. We have to sell a certain number of copies of Muddy the Water in order to get the deal, but we're on our way towards reaching that number. We're expected to reach that number. Let's just put it that way.
Wow. This is going to be aggregated. The Muddy the Water sequel in the works, right? Got the green light on Muddy the Water sequel. All right. That's the news for today. News for the week. Maybe news for the month. Maybe news for maybe more than a month. But we will be back to you at some point in July. Maybe like July 20, right around there.
I think
camp will start the 27th. The report's right in. I don't know if they've announced the exact reporting date. It's usually 27th, 28th, right in there.
Yeah, I think vets are reporting on the 22nd.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember, everything is – the calendar is shifted.
Oh, man. Okay. Wow.
Labor Day is as early as it can be this year.
Okay. Wow. Well, I am back from vacation right on that number, but that's a little early. Me too.
We're going to probably see each other in the airport at some point.
So maybe like the 16th, 15th, right in there, we'll do a show. All right, everybody. That is the show for today. That is show for a little while. See you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.